This is Retro Sports Radio. Visit RetroSeasons.com for more sports history.
Opening day in the major leagues is a very special day. It always has been and always will be. Fans get their first look at their ball club and care little whether reporters who cover spring training had pegged it as a potential first division club or one that would have to struggle to stay out of the cellar. That's the way it was on April 16, 1940 in Chicago's Comiskey Park. The White Sox had finished fourth the year before. Their opening day opponents were the Cleveland Indians, who had finished third. But while the fans, the coaches, every player had his reason for feeling something special that day, I too had a reason, a particular one, for Cleveland had tagged me to be the pitcher. The year before, I had won 24 games against 8 losses. My fastball was humming during spring training, and my hopes for another good season were high. The Sox went down 1-2-3 in the first inning, and the fans gave me a courtesy cheer as I left the mound. The crowd roared when the first Chicago batter was announced in the second inning. Remember, we were playing in Comiskey Park. I walked the first batter on 4 pitches, but the cheers turned to moans as the next 2 batters grounded out. 2 outs now, my control was holding. But wait, the next batter walked, then another. The bases were loaded. 1 minute, I was all but finished with the inning, and the next minute, I was in trouble. But I blazed a fastball past Bob Kennedy, and the trouble vanished, temporarily. We Indians got a lone run in the fourth inning. Beyond that, the zeros kept popping up on the scoreboard. I sighed with nervous relief as one after another of the Sox batters paraded back to their dugouts. By the eighth inning, I had retired the last 15 batters in order. By now, everyone knew I was working on a no-hitter, and they started picking up support from the Chicago fans, who were naturally torn betwixt applauding a great performance and going home without an opening day victory for their own club, to whom they were always so loyal. Fans yelled for me to mow them down, but still other fans in a chorus were yelling, "Sox, get a hit." Then came the telltale inning, the ninth, and I'll tell you about that one in 60 seconds. Shadows closed in as the first batter came to the plate in the ninth. I got him. 2 more to go. I retired the second batter, and I could feel a chilly breeze whistling through the park as I retired him. 1 more to go, and I couldn't have faced a tougher hitter, one of the most dangerous hitters in the American League, no less than Luke Appling. I worked carefully. I had to. The count went to 3-2, and Appling fouled off a half dozen pitches before walking. That brought up the toughest hitter in the American League for me to pitch to, in the person of Taft Wright. The tying run on first, the winning run at the plate. The first pitch was a fastball. He fouled it off to the screen. Then a low ball outside. 1-1. Next pitch, a fastball at the knee, which he pulled between first and second. Ray Mack, a great defensive second baseman, dashed to his left, back on the grass. He dove, speared the ball, did a complete somersault, threw to first base, and nipped right by less than half a step. The game was over. Indians 1, Sox 0. And I had pitched the first no-hitter on opening day.